Welcome to the end of season recap of the 2021-2022 New York Knicks season and the end of season recap for, I believe, the first full season of the City That Never Sleeps podcast, episode number 33. Josh, Tobias, we're here to talk Knicks basketball.
And thank God it's over. I didn't want to watch any more Knicks basketball, so... I mean, it's going good. They're done, you know? End of the season, last couple of games brought us a little bit of joy before it shot us in the head. And we shot us in the head before the season even ended because we got eliminated really early. But I'm droning on. How did you guys like this season? How did you like the season, Josh?
How did I like the season? I mean, I wouldn't say I liked the season. I think we came into the season with way more hopes than we got delivered to us, finishing fourth in the East last season, having the first round exit against the Hawks. You expected playoff basketball once again, and we just weren't. We weren't able to get
Even the play-in. Not even the play-in. So we suck. That's pretty apparent. Okay. This episode we're pretty much just gonna go over some final grades for players, what we thought about the season, some off-season predictions. You know, we've already spoken a lot about the season, how badly we've performed. Then I guess you'll hear our final words on this topic. You know,
yeah. I mean, before we do that, I would like to just speak on the last few games we saw from the Knicks this season. You know, we had the Nets game where once again, I believe that was the one where they choked the lead again.
It was 26.
It was 21, I believe. This time, the game before that, it was 28. And you had the Wizards and the Raptors games, which looked very good for two.
Without cancer.
The next young stars being Emmanuel Quickley and Obi Toppin. So,
yeah, and Obi performed really well without Julius Randle. Yeah. Honestly, I hate Julius Randle so much. I low-key used to be a Randle lover, but I'm nowhere near that anymore. I hate Julius Randle.
And going into the stats of Toppin, first of all, from the Wizards game when the Knicks won 114-92, he finished with 35 points in 38 minutes, while Emmanuel Quickley had 23 points in 36 minutes. And then moving on to the
Raptors game.
You go to the Raptors game, 105-94 final. You had Obi Toppin with 42 points in 40 minutes. That was his career high. And then Emmanuel Quickley with his triple-double, having 34 points, 12 rebounds, 10 12 assists, 10 rebounds.
Second of the year triple-double for IQ, I think?
Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
Nice. I mean, IQ definitely started off really slow. I mean, that's pretty much an understatement. I think he was barely shooting 30% from three at some point in the season. But he really did pick it up these last 15, 20 games, even if it didn't really matter. It was nice to see him finally regain some composure, and hopefully he can keep this improvement into next year, and maybe we can vie for a playoff spot again like we did last year, you know?
Yeah, and with that ends the Knicks season, finishing in 11th in the Eastern Conference at 37-45, a .451 winning percentage, 16 games behind first place. They were 22-30 in the conference, 17-24 at home, 20-21 away,
massive,
and their last 10 were 7-3.
Massive disappointment.
Yeah, they did not live up to the expectations that we all wanted and expected. So with that, the main thoughts of kind of any players we want to keep, and I think the two guys that I feel the Knicks should build around are the two guys that have been shining in the past two games for the Knicks, Obi Toppin and Emmanuel Quickley.
And you're just forgetting one massive player that they should build around? RJ Barrett, maybe? But, you know, it's fun. Keep going.
Yeah, and then Quentin Grimes, Miles McBride as well, those guys. Probably those five players in all should be staying with the Knicks for a long time if you want to win any championships. And I don't think building in free agency is the way for the Knicks. Just not it.
Although there is a possibility we could get someone like Donovan Mitchell who...
Oh, my God.
Okay. Listen up. If Utah loses first round, which is very likely considering they play Luka Doncic, who is very good in the playoffs, right? Say they lose first round, right? Donovan he's clearly frustrated there, and he clearly wants to go to New York. I mean, he could definitely give up
some. How do you know he wants to go to New York, though?
I mean, he's definitely mentioned it before. He says how much he loves the Garden. He's a Mets fan. His dad lives in New York and played for the New York Mets, which is another reason why he's a Mets fan. He grew up in New York. I mean, he wants to be a Knick. Let's be real. He wants to be a Knick. And I think we can fulfill that dream. I think maybe three firsts. Probably we're going to have to throw IQ in there, if I'm being completely honest. Maybe even Grimes. It's a possibility. I mean, as long as we get rid of... I mean, hopefully we can get rid of Julius Randle in that trade, you know? As long as we get rid of Julius Randle, please get rid of Julius Randle. Please get him off of our team. He's literally a cancer. He sucks up on everybody else on the team. He had the worst year out of anybody on the team,
all right,
in my opinion.
All right. Going a little ahead of yourself. We haven't even gotten to the Julius player Randle. Grades yet. I want to go to what you were talking about, and that is, what positions should the Knicks approach in free agency and the draft? And you kind of already talked about that with a point guard in Donovan Mitchell. I would say that's a main thing for the Knicks to go after. Another guard.
If you can't get Donovan Mitchell, I wouldn't go after anybody else. I personally prefer Emmanuel Quickly at the one. I liked how it was towards the end of the year. I would rather have Emmanuel Quickly at the one than anybody else on this team, in reality. Burks over McBride, over Grimes, over Kemba. I mean, over really anybody. There's not anybody on this team who I would rather have at the point guard. And there's not many people in free agency. I would rather have him over Jalen Brunson, in my opinion. I don't know. What do you think about that?
I mean, I don't know. I don't think Jalen Brunson is coming to the Knicks anytime soon. But I mean, I get your point. I think it's a valid point. I think Emmanuel Quickley is a great young star in the NBA, not just for the Knicks. So,
I think the only real position you have to look at is shooting guard. I think we need a better shooter. Fournier just didn't really live up to expectations. I guess this can bring us into our player grades for the season. If you want to do that, we've gone through the Knicks depth chart. We've looked at pretty much everybody on the team, and we figured out how we ranked these players. I mean, they're not really ranked. We just gave them grades based off the season. You want to start it off, or do you want to do anything else before? And
I think just before we do that, we finish the final 2021-2022 season records. I know we, you know, did the next five game predictions at the end of episodes, but like this doesn't really relate to the grades, so might as well get out of the way. So Toby decided to settle the debate by guessing wins for basically all of the last five, seven games, whatever.
I wanted to make it interesting, you know, and I tried to back the Knicks. I shouldn't have, all honesty. I probably should have predicted all losses, but. As you know, it's tough. You beat me out by a score of 47-30 to 44-33.
Very close throughout the season, though.
Very close. We both would have made the playoffs, unlike the Knicks. it was pretty close. I mean, I think the reason I get the edge here is because I did win our fantasy basketball league. I placed first in the league and won the tournament, the championship. So I pretty much swept that league there. You did not even come close.
I got third, buddy.
Third, and you got knocked out in the first round of the playoffs. you kind of sucked. And I didn't. All right, let's get to the player grades.
Yeah, start off with RJ Barrett. I gave him an A-.
I gave him an A. RJ's been spectacular this year. He made the jump that we all wanted him to do.
Yeah.
It was a great year.
I thought you were going to do this one because you talked a lot about this player already. For someone who has not made a jump from last season, has gone down in production, Julius Randle. I gave him a C-.
I'm changing his name to Cancer, and I give him a D-. not much to say except for the fact that he made the team worse whenever he was on the court. Plus minus horrendous, sucked on and off the court, terrible attitude, hates New York. New York hates him. Get him off my fucking team.
Oh my god, dropping the F-bomb at the end of that one. Move on to Kemba Walker. the next player on this list. And with Kemba Walker, I gave him the worst grade you can give on any test or quiz or any player in this specific case, an F, because Kemba Walker, that's another offseason question. What the hell is his future with the Knicks? Is he a future point guard for this team? I personally don't think so. But for him and the Knicks to literally part ways in the the middle of the season.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, crazy. Not, I only gave him, what did I give him, a C minus? I think the reason I give him
he
a
didn't
C-
even play, Toby.
Is because he wasn't terrible when he played. I mean, sure, he wasn't good. When he played, yeah, he wasn't terrible. And I feel like what he signed him for, what, $8 million a year? I think that really wasn't bad. He really did what pretty much we signed him for, except for the fact that he didn't really play. And I'm glad he didn't play. So at least he didn't burden the team with his presence, unlike cancerous man over here, Julius Randle. So at least he knew when he was done and when he was being a burden to the team and he sat out. So I'm glad, I'm proud of him for that. Oh, let's go up next. Fournier. He had a pretty good year.
Yeah, Evan Fournier.
He had a pretty good year. 3-point percentage was up from last year. Points per game was up from last year. But the only problem is, I mean, I would give him a higher grade, except for the fact that we signed him for so much money. And when you sign for someone for so much money like that, you really want to see them actually perform. And he didn't. He didn't perform with the expectations. I mean, certain times he did take over. Whenever we played the Celtics, he was an absolute beast on the courts. But aside from that, he was really lackluster. I mean, I swear, 90% of the time when he played, I didn't realize he was on the court because he would just sit in the corner and not do anything. Yeah.
So I gave him, Evan Fournier, a B+. Moving on to Mitchell Robinson now. He was actually 21st in rebounds with 8.6.
Yeah, he had a good year.
So I gave him a B.
Despite some of the injuries again, I feel like that's always a problem with him. He did have a good year. I gave him a B+. I was pretty proud of his year. That's the second highest grade I've given to anybody so far.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
B+.
Well, right around here, we got Obi Toppin coming up. I gave him a B+.
I also gave him a B+ because he was pretty good. I like Obi Toppin better than that cancer piece of puta mierda that is Julius Randle. Yeah, I hate Julius Randle. I gave Obi a B+. IQ? IQ had an up and down year, we could definitely say. He started the year off absolutely horrendous. I literally hated whenever he was on the court.
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree. I didn't think you were going to stop short there.
My bad.
No, it's all good. I give him a C overall.
Yeah, he improved late after what's it called? I'm dying inside. He did improve halfway through the year, and he actually started to, he played really well these last games, and he did show what he could do as a starting point guard, so I was proud of him. But aside from that, mediocre year. He was.
Did you say C+ already?
No, shooting splits were really down. C+. All right, up next.
Let's start. We can start grouping these in two. Alec Burks, I gave a C+.
I give him a B-. He was all right. I mean,
yeah,
he stepped up sometimes, but he also didn't sometimes.
Veteran on the floor. And then moving on to not a veteran on the floor, a newer player, a rookie. Was actually what he is. A rookie in Deuce McBride, Miles McBride, I give him a B- because he didn't have much time with the team, but in the G League, he dominated.
Off.
Oh my God.
I wanted to see more from him. Honestly, I'm a little bit upset that we didn't see more from him, but it's whatever. I mean, I guess we'll see more from him next year, hopefully.
Do you know what he averaged points per game in the G League?
It was like 37 or something.
27.8 points per game.
I knew it was points. I knew it was something seven. I thought it was 37.
No, but, well, not yeah. that crazy, but still, 27 points per game. It's crazy.
Yeah, he's putting up Doncic-type numbers. I mean, definitely not as tough competition, but Doncic numbers is still pretty damn good. Q had a good year. It was probably one of the better rookie years we've seen. Honestly, he was pretty much the IQ of this year. And
Q, meaning yeah. Quinn Grimes. Yeah, I gave him a B+.
I give him a B.
And then
Cam.
Here's another one. An F. That's what I gave him. An F. Because Cam Reddish,
I don't
traded for Cam Reddish.
But he looked good when he was playing.
No,
it's
he didn't.
Fault,
no, he did not.
He did look good. He had some good games. You
don't
know what?
Agree.
I'm going to pull up his stats.
Don't agree. All right. Well, you gave him a C-, and we move on to Nerlens Noel.
I'm pulling up his stats.
I don't care. I'm moving on. Nerlens Noel, I gave him a D+. Toby, you gave him a D-. Just what
with the
hell
Knicks,
happened to that
with
center?
The Knicks, he was averaging 6 a game. I mean, he wasn't shooting the best, but I mean, he wasn't shooting from 3 the best, but he did shoot besides that decently. I mean, his efficiency was actually pretty good, and his win shares was over 1, which is not terrible. I mean, I don't know what the hell you're seeing. I mean, obviously, we're watching two different teams on this court, but it's whatever. Nerlens, he was injured literally the whole year, so you can't really give him higher than a D, and we both gave him Ds. I gave him a D-, he gave him a D+. Whatever. I mean, Nerlens, I swear, Nerlens didn't touch the court for more than 10 games. I mean, like, for so much for all of our center depth, when that man couldn't stay healthy one bit. Like, at all.
And then we move on to another player that we very much value differently, and that is the role piece that is, I would say, Taj Gibson. I give him a B.
I don't understand that. I don't understand that. He wasn't even that good in all reality. I mean, he was a pretty subpar center when he was on the court. And he's also like literally...
He's old, but here's the deal. He's a veteran. The guys trust him. He provides good ball movement. He helps out the young players.
He doesn't really provide good ball movement. That is a... That
he helps out the young players in and out of practice, on the court, gives them screens.
Yeah, but who cares about
rolls.
In and out of practice? Did in and out of practice matter when we went... Whatever we went, when we dropped out of the play-in?
He's a B.
In and out of practice matters?
He's a B for me. It's not changing anything, but onto a young center, Jericho Sims.
37 and 45. Like,
another guy I gave a B.
Yeah, Jericho was pretty good. I gave him a C+, pretty close to a B. I did like Jericho's good rookie year and a good pick, too. And then Rose, we do have a little bit of differing opinions on Rose. You gave him a D. I gave him a C-. I mean, he was injured for a lot of the year, but when he was in, he was a really good rotational piece, and he is that sixth-man-of-the-year candidate that he could be when he's on the court, and I did really like Rose when he was playing.
Yeah, I just think it's unfortunate with the injuries.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's,
it did really suck.
Yeah. Unfortunately. But with that, I think that's just going to leave us with the end-of-season recap. We gave you it on all the players. And now I'm going to tell you a few things you could do. You can subscribe. You can follow us on Twitter at
TCTNS official. And yeah.
Go
we'll
ahead.
See you guys. We'll keeps interrupting me as he says, go ahead. Like, I am going ahead. Stop interrupting me. Anyways, this is probably the last episode for a while.
We'll have to. I mean, it depends on how the playoffs go and stuff. Yes.
I don't see us making an episode for the playoffs.
Well, during the play, yeah. Well, there's nothing to talk about, but yes.
I mean, you know what? You want to just send a quick playoff prediction right now?
Oh my god, like a finals?
Who is your finals picks right now? Who are your two picks? Eastern and Western? Give them to me.
Do I have to say it?
Yeah, say it.
The Nets, I guess.
Jesus Christ, the Nets?
No, I mean, no, I can't. I can't. I can't do that. I can't picture that in my mind. No, please, God, no. Okay.
So who then? If not the Nets, who?
No, because
hurry! You're on the clock.
That's the
you're
thing,
the
though.
Clock.
Like, you're in my mind when
you're
I think
on
of the
clock.
Finals. Okay. All right. Golden State Warriors are doing it again.
Oh,
versus versus the Chicago Bulls in the finals.
All right, I have the best team in the league by a lot, a team who plays together, and honestly, Loki reminded me of the Knicks last year, but a lot better. I got the Suns because they are an insane basketball team. They have one of the best scorers in the game. They have one of the best defenders in the game, and Mikal Bridges. They have one of the best passers in the game. I mean, they have pretty much everything. I think they're going to win it all. Boom, bam, bada, bop, boom. I think they're my winner for it all, and then I think out of the East, this is a tough one. I gotta go the Bucks. I don't know. I think the Bucks will make it back. They just have that big three that just pounds you down. Jesus. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I got to go to the Bucks.
So with that, subscribe. And again, we'll figure out when we drop an episode. I don't want to like give any dates or whatever. But go New York, go New York, go. And we'll see you for another episode on the City That Never Sleeps podcast next time.
Peace. And make sure you have those noties on to make sure you know when we drop that next episode, because you won't know when it is. And when it drops on you, you better be watching it.
There you go. All
right. Later.
Sharper with Hubert, Bonner, Gray, and Harper. It's the Knicks, and we're back on pace. Everyone's gearing up for the championship race, and the fans are going crazy, and they're doing it for a reason. Cause 94 is the Knickerbocker season. You better believe the Knicks got all that takes. We're shooting three-pointers, and we're running fast breaks. And if your defense makes a mistake, then bam, you ain't dunks in your face. This is a team you don't wanna miss. We are New York. We are the New York Knicks. Go New York, go New York, go. A swish, threes by Starks and dunks by Smith, and no rebounds. If that's the case, we put Oakley and Mace in your face. We draw charges and we set picks. We are New York. We are the New York Knicks. Say go New York, go New York, go.
Welcome to the All 80s Movies Podcast.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Jason, and this is the podcast where we talk about the blockbusters, the flops, and everything in between from one of the freshest decades for movies, the 1980s. So whether you're a brain, a jock, a valley girl, or a Jedi, we've got some 80s classics for you.
Do these movies stand the test of time? Are we discovering something new? Is there an 80s movie we're finally watching for the first time?
Join us each week as we dive into the cinematic nostalgia that inspired and influenced a generation. From the hits to the cult classics, we'll discuss our earliest memories, favorite scenes, fun facts, and our not-so-favorite movie moments, too.
It's the All 80s Movies Podcast, now available on all major streaming platforms. Please subscribe and happy listening.